possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams is going to join us, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Joins us every Tuesday to talk Georgia football. He'll be with us in about 20 minutes. They had their first scrimmage over the weekend. The AP poll is out. Football's right around the corner. We'll get Brandon's thoughts on all that. The AMA coming up at 1:40 as well, and we'll get back into the big story of the day.
Well, I mean, we're out here for joint practice, and then my main man, Teron, he is the beat writer for – no, he works for ESPN, covers the Titans, so he's out there practice today. And his tweet just came up with overall takeaway. Overall takeaway from the Titans practice is not good. They seem to sluggish to start offensively, a lot of balls on the ground. Struggle to run the ball in the team period. Meanwhile, Michael Penix and the Falcons cut up the Titans secondary. It's one practice, so no need to panic, but it wasn't a good day.
So that's the Titans' perspective.
Yes.
That's one of the beat writers for the Titans.
Yes.
So that's all great news from a Falcons perspective.
Yes.
Sluggish maybe, or maybe the Falcons made them sluggish.
Maybe they just got their ass whooped.
Yeah. Yes. Couldn't get the run game going maybe because the Falcons' defense was bottling them up.
That could be the
Michael Penix cutting them up thing is self-explanatory.
Because he was.
That's great because that's exactly what every Falcons beat writer sounded like a couple of years ago when they were scrimmaging the Dolphins.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
It was that tough day.
And then we
saw it. Tyreek were cooking them.
And then we saw it.
And then we saw it.
Yes, we saw the twos.
And then they went 7-10 or whatever.
We saw the twos bludgeoning the Falcons twos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's always a good sign when you can read something from another perspective who's covering the team that you're going against.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving you the opposite view, and the opposite view looks pretty good. Or it sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good.
Great. And that echoes a lot of what we heard from some of the Falcons folks. We didn't get to see a ton
because
they didn't start 11-on-11 practice until like 10:40, 10:45. So we're sitting over there watching it, and the Falcons go on offense first and a couple fun plays and then a deep ball to Casey Washington for a touchdown. And I'm looking at my watch, and it's like 10:54.
Yes, I was like,
and I'm like, dang it.
Can we
We've been looking forward to this the whole time.
Hey, Gordo,
we need to watch 8 minutes of it.
Do you think that we can put the chair over there tomorrow? The tent and everything, or we got to stay right here? It's the last day. Put us in that corner right there.
Sneak up on the hill and call play-by-play.
Yeah, put us in that corner right there,
I'm sure
man.
That's what the Falcons are dying to have us do.
Yeah, put that corner.
Although they did, they're streaming it, right? They're streaming the practice.
They can't hear us with Meek Mill playing the whole damn thing.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. But, no, it seems like they had a good day today. And hopefully you can put a bow on it and wrap things up. This is your only time you're going to get to go against another starting caliber team.
Yeah, here's what that also tells me. If there was any thought, and who knows, maybe tomorrow will be different. But if there was any thought you might see any of the starters on Friday, erase that from your mind.
Yes, you're going to probably see the same.
If they were doing good out there, they're not playing.
Because I think that was always something that some coaches who don't like to play their starters in preseason, they kind of base it off of these sometimes. And if you're having a bad
that's what they did last year.
Yeah, and so if it wasn't good, then maybe we need to go and get another some more reps on this team. But again, tomorrow's there. I still don't think they're going to go, even if they look like crap tomorrow. But, at least you get what you think is the most important, going against somebody else to get yourself ready. Because this is, it's still a long ways away.
It is still a long ways away. There's still two preseason games, and then there's the 2 weeks between.
Damn.
Because there was another preseason game.
Are you smooth with the season?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Whatever.
No, just do this. Like, just make two preseason games, 18 regular season games. Don't start the preseason until now, and then build in that buffer at the beginning. But they won't do that.
They won't do that.
They want to start training camp in June.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
There was that report. That
they want to stretch the season out. That's right.
Goodell and these guys are like, this training camp lead-up's not long.
No, it's not long. Yeah, it is.
We don't have enough Shedeur Sanders or whatever stuff leading into these preseason games for long enough. We need to extend that and make that longer into the summer.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I think it's fine.
It is. It is fine.
Shorter would actually be great.
But it'd be a lot easier, a lot more fun if some of these guys did play.
It would be fun.
Yeah, some would play.
It would be fun. I like how you said it. If you think this is the best way for you to get ready for the season, then great.
Yeah.
I will say, and again, like not to rehash this argument every single day of every single training camp of every single year. I do like that the Bengals were like, you know what? We've really sucked to start the season the last 5 years. We've won one out of our 10 games in the first 2 weeks of the season the last 5 years. Maybe we'll treat our preseason a little bit differently.
It could help.
Yeah.
Or
maybe it will, maybe it won't. But I like at least like in this process-driven era where no one ever has to answer a question because they're just like, well, you know what? We're more process than results.
Right.
And this is what our process is and all that. They're like, you know what? Maybe our process sucks. Because the results that came out of it were 0-2 every single year.
Yeah.
We're behind the eight ball every
single
year.
Let's try something different.
Yeah. Maybe let's
try
switch
something different.
Because you know how you test whether or not a process works?
I'm listening.
You see what the results are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so when they're like, the results still, we're not results. Yeah, you are.
Because
your whole process is dictated by what the results are. Because this is professional sports.
Yes, it's professional sports. But I also look at it's always that thing, and we mentioned it, like when the starting is hurt. Like we talked, Landon Dickerson. It seems like it's nothing major. It's a knee thing. The like they go in there, scope it, bunk. He may be ready for the season.
Yeah,
for
I read season. That. That's great.
But that's really good. But there's some instances where guys are going to be out for a while, you know. And so it's all about because it's football. So injury's going to happen. You know what I mean? That's the weirdest thing about – that's not the weirdest thing. That's one of the most – I think Drake London was talking about. That's a 100% thing.
It is a guarantee.
It's a guarantee
that
type
will
thing.
Get hurt.
So if you're telling me you're not playing your starters because you don't want them to be hurt, that's always weird to me because, like, okay, what if he gets hurt the first play of the first game? What if you guys are Aaron Rodgers?
Right.
What's the difference?
Right.
What's the difference?
I mean, I guess it's a regular season game, so the value is higher.
Oh, yeah. You won't feel as bad.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You won't feel as bad. Okay.
Yeah, the season's still cooked. So, no, I mean, this is one, you know, again, I guess we are going to do it. This is one of the new numbers in sports things. This is nerds.
It's you think it's analytic?
100%.
Okay. 100%.
You think you guys made this choice?
No.
That you guys were like, you know what we should do is play less football to get ready for football.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
And Raheem's honest about it when we talk to him about it. And he even references it. He's like, look, it's a new day, blah, blah, blah. No, they spend millions and millions of dollars on numbers people and sports medicine people.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, here's what you should do.
Yep.
And they're like,
but
okay.
Hey, we had a little joke, and I was like, well, Rob, I'm not walking around and everything because I played in the preseason or I had double days in training camp.
Yeah.
No, I'm a living record because football is hard.
Yeah.
It is physical. Yeah. It takes its toll on your damn body. That's why my joints ache, not because I did two of these.
Yeah. Look, and they know that, too.
Yes.
They know practicing makes them better at it. But they're basically willing to say, it's okay with us if we're a little bit less good to start. If we're a little bit more healthy to start.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Best availability is ability or whatever like that, which I don't even know if that's true.
Nah.
I think your best ability is probably you're super good.
Yes.
And you're in the NFL because you're talented. That's your best ability. All right. Great. We did it. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah, you know, so far we went against each other for the majority of the camp, so going against a different team, I always feel good, you know, just kind of let out some of that frustration and whoop some ass, kind of.
Yeah.
Arnold Ebiketie talking about joint practice and what today and tomorrow can be. Whoop some ass. Sounds like the Falcons did that.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you read the reports and everything, and I can go by what the – because I was on the field where the Falcons offense and the Titans defense was going, and the Falcons offense had a lot of success. They really did. You saw the explosive plays, seeing guys involved. I mean, I talked about it earlier, man. I could see Drake London being somewhere one of the top targeted and receives in this league because he get targeted once out of three. Like, literally out of – all the plays, he caught a ball every third play. And so that just lets me know, one, he's going to have a big year.
Yep.
Two, they need him to have a big year. But then you saw other guys. Kyle got involved. We already talked about Casey Washington. He's been playing well.
Yeah.
He had a nice day-to-day, too. And then, you know, throwing in Bijan in there. I mean, they are, you know, they're starting to click and do all those different things. The biggest thing is that Michael looks good, man. He did not – I mean, and I'm talking about, we know – that he can throw down a ball. You saw it a couple times. It's just effortless.
Yep.
And the touch and the precision of where he puts the ball for the receivers, it's all there. We just got to continue to get him better. We got to find him completion. I'm not going to stop saying that. You got to find ways to get that completion percentage up. He has to find a better way of taking those checkdowns, not always looking for the big play. If it's not there, forcing the big play. Taking it and giving it to number seven, who he can turn 2 into 10. He can turn 10 into 20. And we saw in New Orleans he turned with 10 into 70 or something like that. So he has that ability. They got this ability to offense.
Yeah, the little bit we got to see at the beginning, the word I would use, or multiple words I would use to describe how the offense looked, it looked fluid.
Yes.
It looked easy. Some of the completions looked easy. Like that play they run where Drake comes back to the ball and just finds that opening in the middle of the defense, goes for about 16 every single time.
Yes.
Every time I've seen them run it, whether it's on their own defense or today against the Titans, it almost feels like we say make your layups. Like that almost feels like a layup. Now the protection has to be there and all that because he's getting down the field a little bit. But I mean, if you have that and it's that simple to get that many yards when you're running that play, like the relationship between those two guys is very clearly there in a way that it obviously couldn't have been at this time last year because they weren't even playing with each other at this time last year. Then the deep ball to Casey Washington, we know he can do that. But it's great to see him do it, too.
Yes.
Like, those are the things that are going to wow people. But the things that are going to win Falcons games are that completion that we just talked about to Drake and some of the easier stuff that he's going to be able to do.
Yeah, I mean,
and making it look easy, which he did today.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as long as his defense continues to grow, looking at some other clips, Jeff Ulbrich saying Rook Roro is going to be a problem once he pieces everything together. We already know. We talked a lot yesterday as far as how the young pass rushers were getting it going. We see James Pierce doing what he does. Jalen's coming along. I mean, he's first week in damn pads, and so he's still learning. He was great against the run in the Lions game. He's already polished run defender, and you got to be a play guy at daggone Georgia. Now the other aspect of being a pass rusher, defensive end, outside pass rusher in the league is you got to do more of the pass rush. His effort is going to be there, but now he's got to refine his rush strategies, rush technique, and all those things, and he'll be fine.
Also, no fights today.
No,
love to hear that.
Yes,
but also sounds like the Titans got pretty well smacked around today.
Yes.
So who knows?
Who knows?
We'll see how it goes tomorrow. Nobody likes to hear that they got dominated all day.
Nobody.
And then you come out tomorrow and the Falcons start doing that again. That's probably when it gets a little bit chippy. Would be the second day of joint practice. But you don't have to do it.
Because you know what don't happen then? That film don't lie.
No, they're going to go look at it tonight.
They're going to look at that tape.
That's not
what the hell is this right here?
What was going on here?
You see this? You see that? You like how 63 just gives it to you, huh?
Dude.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Lindstrom put a couple guys on their backs.
Yes, he did.
In that little bit that we saw.
And I know one thing. It was a damn collision. My boy Caleb.
Caleb.
It was. He
got the wind knocked out of him pretty bad on one of those plays. But he was back out there. That's a big-ass dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's crazy when – like, he looks big, obviously, in life. But then when you're standing next to all the other offensive linemen –
and he's still one of the biggest guys.
Big?
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Georgia had their first scrimmage of the lead-up to the season over the weekend. I'm sure Brandon has gathered some intel off of that. Talk about the AP poll.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here live. Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp. We will be back tomorrow for day two of joint practice between the Falcons and the Titans. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We're about 20 minutes away, 15 actually, 15 minutes away from the AMA. So get your AMA questions ready. We'll get the phone lines open and we'll answer. But this time on Tuesday, as Brandon Adams joins the show, Dog Nation Daily, host of the podcast. BA, how are you?
Coming in hot!
I'm good. Hello, guys. Let's get a little football talk going here. Season's going to be after that. You love it.
BA, yeah, a new poll came out yesterday. Georgia's number 5. What was going through your mind at that time, B.A.?
Well, listen, I mean, it's not a bad spot to be in. If you want to try to win a national championship, you're kind of in the category. But how is Georgia a spot behind a team that beat 34-3 a year ago? And listen, people are going to say, well, it's a new season. But the whole argument in favor of Clemson is they're bringing back all the same players from last year. That's the whole argument in favor of Clemson. And that's the team that Georgia beat by 31 points. So I would like to know the answer to that, but, you know, whatever.
What's the theory? Because, like, I get all of the hype surrounding various schools. I also get some of the, I don't know, like kind of the relative anonymity about Georgia just because of a quarterback and some of that. Plus also Georgia's just good every year, so there's kind of nothing new for people to get fired up about. But what do you make? What's your theory of why they're kind of 4-5 and some of these other teams are ahead of them?
Well, I think you mentioned the quarterback thing. I definitely think there's this thought. I think there are two pieces of prevailing wisdom on the part of, you know, national media types when it relates to Georgia. It's not some sort of grand conspiracy, but I do believe there is a thought that somehow Georgia, the talent level has perhaps regressed, and that Georgia doesn't have a quarterback of the same caliber of some of these other teams. And listen, we may find out that some of that is true. Who knows? But, and I'm not trying to be snarky here, I'm just pointing out, Georgia didn't have a good quarterback performance last year. I mean, listen, you know, not to drag Carson Beck through the mud, he did not have a good season. And whatever you want to blame it on, receivers, dropping balls, offensive line, things like that. I mean, I'm not here to, like, diagnose the problem. I'm just saying that based on basic counting stats, Carson Beck did not have a good year. So when you evaluate, like, Gunnar Stockton stepping in, he's not replacing Joe Burrow. He's replacing Carson Beck that was, you know, basically average as grits.
B.A., what did some of your wealthy people see at the scrimmage the other day?
Ooh, a lot of very rich people who love kind of getting the rumor mill going about stuff like this. I mean, heard the defense beat the offense, and I guess the offense had been kind of winning most of the practices leading into that. Defense sort of beat the offense on Saturday. Quarterbacks, Puglisi, Stockton, kind of both threw a pick. Otherwise, they were, for the most part, fine. I will tell you this, though. People really like Zachariah Branch. They still like Noah Thomas. It's kind of interesting that, you know, these receivers, especially the transfers, continue to generate a good bit of buzz. I don't think Georgia's going to be a super pass-happy team. I think they still want to run the ball. But in terms of how do you help a quarterback that a lot of people apparently don't think is very good, well, how about giving him a whole bunch of receivers? And it seems like through the transfer portal, that is what Georgia tried to do this year.
I love hearing you say that, and I love hearing that there's a bit of buzz about it too, because I remember this time last year, one of the things you said to us, which turned out to be 100% right, was there's just no juice surrounding the wide receivers. Yep. There's no hype. That you're not hearing about this guy showing this or this guy showing that. Like, normally around this time of year, there starts to be a bit of momentum about either a position group or a player or something that oftentimes over the last 5 years or so at Georgia turns out to be true. Like, remember going into the Brock Bowers freshman year, there was a lot of buzz about him, and we were like, sure, there's guys in front of him, we'll see. And then, obviously, he did what he did. Last year, you were spot on with that, and maybe the receivers is the answer, like you just mentioned. Maybe there's others. Where is some of that hype starting to develop position group-wise?
Yeah, I would say that the wide receivers are probably getting the most of that right now. Some of this is also, like, individual player-wise, too. Like, for instance, Ellis Robinson, who, you know, is just about the highest rated recruit that Georgia's ever signed just based on his individual player rating. Did not hear word one about him all throughout his freshman season, but he got an interception on Saturday, and it also just seems like the general vibe from practice is he's doing pretty well. So I think you feel pretty good about that. There's a freshman offensive lineman named Juan Gaston who I think is kind of making a real push for some playing time right now. So there's some individual stuff kind of going on here. I would say it's maybe been a little quiet with, like, the defensive front seven a little bit, other than the inside linebackers. If you're looking for a place, it's been kind of quiet. I would think maybe that might be an example of a place where it's been a little bit quiet. But some of these youngish players like Robinson and Gaston and guys like that, you know, they are certainly generating their fair share of buzz.
B.A., I know that there's always rumors of why Georgia doesn't do certain things. Why do you think they didn't do this Netflix thing?
Why did they not do the what thing?
The Netflix. You know, they got the new Netflix show on
Saturday. Yes. Georgia's not going to do programming for anybody else. That is one thing that Georgia's not going to do. And I guess the comparison has been made that some of the top – I don't know F1, but some of the top F1 teams didn't do Drive to Survive for the first year, and it created an opportunity for others. It seems like this Netflix series has been pretty well received, that people seem to like it, and the programs that are on there are getting painted in a pretty good light. Listen, Georgia doesn't care about that. Georgia does not need any more publicity. Georgia, you know, gets talked about by the sort of local media industrial complex plenty for all it's concerned. This is not Kirby Smart's game. He is not going to do programming for somebody else. And the other top SEC teams, what I guess like Bama and Texas, they didn't really do this either. But I don't care if everybody in the SEC does it. Georgia will hold out and be the last to ever do that sort of thing. Y'all know Kirby just doesn't like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed it. I mean, I thought that it was a, you know, good little insight to you learn a little bit about Lenora Sellers in the first one, and you get some Billy Napier in the second one and all that. But when I did, I remember hearing that Georgia wasn't a part of it, and then I forgot that when I started watching it, and I was like, oh, good, when's the Georgia one? And then I think that might have turned me off to it, too. I was like, oh, it sucks. I want to watch Kirby. I want to watch the stuff about Georgia.
They didn't do this. I'd love to see it.
I get why they didn't do it, but. Yeah,
it'd certainly be interesting. The other thing I think is kind of, you know, interesting is, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on this, but I've kind of been curious about, like, what college football fits into as, like, more and more sports become like a streaming product. I'm curious how college football fits into that for a whole bunch of reasons. College football is just really closely tied to traditional television. And so I was kind of interested to see how this Netflix series would be received by a lot of Netflix viewers that are not typically like SEC football fans, right? You know, Netflix has a global audience. But, I mean, I saw the series was in, like, the top 10 the other day, and the overall word-of-mouth buzz has been pretty good. So I found that to be a little bit interesting because, for a lot of reasons, I think that college football and TV, I'm talking about traditional linear television, have been a pretty good partnership for each other. I would say that streaming in college football, I'm not quite so sure, you know, how college football fits with streaming the way that the other sports have kind of made a little bit of a seamless transition. But the fact that this series has been, the best that I can tell, relatively well received, I think it's just sort of an interesting data point to consider about what's likely to be a lot more games in the future that end up on a streaming platform.
Hey, B.A., you want to pull all our resources and money together so we can get a gate named after us at Sanford Stadium?
Listen, I love that. That's the cool thing about college is, like, if you got enough money, they will slap your name on something. And I just
okay.
I would love to have my name on something before my life. Like, that, to me, that's a goal, is to, like, have a name on something. I'd love to have that.
Yep. Me too. Now, that would go to that, $2.5 million?
$2.5 million,
yeah. Like somebody dropped for one of those? So.
Yeah. They have gate 10
now. Somebody wants to, like, pay for it on my behalf and put my name on there. That's correct.
Okay.
Could I get, like, one of the garbage cans near a bathroom or something?
You know what I mean?
Naming rights on everything. I'm with you, though, B.A. That would be – that's sort of like – it's not like a bucket list. It's more of a pipe dream, but it's like – if you get successful enough to where they name, like, a street after you in your neighborhood, like they did for Michael Penix earlier this offseason, or, like, I don't know, like, maybe we could do this long enough, Randy, and succeed long enough, it'll be like the 92.9 The Game, Andy and Randy Studios.
Something like that.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Put our name on it.
And plus, sometimes you see, like, the really rich person, it's like, well, it was an anonymous donation. If you think for a second, I would
hell
do it.
Hell no.
Hell no. Hell no. You'll know. If I ever any money to anything, you're gonna know about it.
I want my name on the brick,
which is also how you know I have it, because my name's not on anything. Brandon, we appreciate it.
Thanks.
Good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams, Dog Nation Daily podcast host. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Dog Nation Daily, talking Georgia football every single Tuesday.
I saw that on the news this morning. I was like, what? They got a gate named after him? That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I know a lot of the stadiums, we were at the softball game the other night at Norcross High School, and they did that cool thing that a lot of stadiums do where you can buy a brick.
Yes.
You know, and you get your name or your family's name on the brick. I think I might be in that.
But the brick means brick means more, right? Because that's how they used to do it, was like, if you get a brick, then they have like it's like different levels to it. Like, the brick might – say the brick is like $50, but then above they have this bar where your name goes, that's $100.
Okay.
And then they got the $500 one. Yeah.
Well, then also, like, the expensive brick, you probably want it on a wall.
Yes.
Right? Some of them are on, like, the floor.
No, I don't want no floor.
I want
brick.
A floor.
No, I don't want nobody to walk on me.
Yeah, I want a wall brick, too.
Yeah, I want somebody to touch on me.
Yeah. I want to be the good luck.
Yeah,
brick.
The good luck. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Say touch
100%.
On me. Yeah.
You want somebody to touch on you.
Yeah.
All right. You might hear that again in 20 minutes. We'll take a break and come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll do our best to answer after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We will be back right here in this very spot tomorrow, Randy.
Yeah, man.
For the final time
In
2025. Now, there's a chance we'll be back here
on a Wednesday
at some point on a
like
Wednesday
that.
Or something, but we'll probably be inside
right.
for that.
Right.
It comes and goes so fast.
It does, man. You know? It does, man. And it's crazy because this is, what, our fifth or sixth? Was it six? No, because we had
six, two. Might be seven.
Yeah, man. It's unbelievable.
Because we're in year seven now.
Yeah. And we thank everybody that comes by. And now we'll thank you again tomorrow. But, yeah, it's been fun. It's been different than ever before because of the damn rain.
Yeah.
And everything like that. But, yeah, it's been a solid. And it's starting to feel like how it always has felt when we only paid.
Yeah,
heat started to come up off of it.
It has been really weird because the weather has been so unusual. Yes. It's been cooler and raining all the time. Today definitely feels like a traditional broadcasting from the Flowery Branch parking lot.
The whole 1 o'clock hour.
I'm sweating, man. All right. Whatever. Right from the heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Let's get to the phones. Phone lines are full. We'll start with Clay, who's in Peachtree Corners. Hey, Clay.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right.
Yeah, so I actually have a kind of a practical question. So my wife and her brother are huge Miami fans. We're actually going to be coming down to practice tomorrow. And I wanted to see, do y'all have any tips on the best way to get an autograph from a Miami player? And also, a lot of confusing stuff online. What's the bag policy? I have no idea what's going on as far as clear bags.
Hey, Clay, are you talking about coming to Falcons training camp tomorrow?
I am.
They're practicing with the Titans.
I mean the Titans.
Oh.
Yeah, they're huge.
Okay,
Miami
good.
Fans,
good,
so,
good, 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 good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so
good.
There
is
Restrepo and Cam Ward.
Oh, got it. Okay, I understand now what he's saying. Thank you, Clay. I thought he was talking about their big Dolphins fans.
I did too.
But Cam Ward, Miami Hurricane.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
Okay.
Now I'll be honest with you. I don't have a great tip for getting autographs from any of the Titans players. Do they even do that?
I don't know. I have no clue. But I saw some Miami Hurricane fans that were here.
Okay.
I saw some Tennessee Titans fans.
Yeah, you know,
I didn't even put
that together.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I would say just whatever, if you have a football card or a football or something like that you're trying to get autographed, bring it and try to kind of play it by ear when you
get here. Yeah, because like I said, I know there were some Cam Ward Miami jerseys.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't know nothing about the autograph.
No, I don't either. But I know that this is a place that's especially from a Falcons perspective, it's good. It's a good time to get autographs. So bring your stuff, and you could probably figure it out. All right, Rayfield is on 285.
Rayfield
in the big truck.
Rayfield,
what's going on, guys? Hey, man, good to hear from you guys again. It's been a minute. Hey,
good to hear from you.
My first of all, let me get a shout out to Montgomery Business, man. That's my home. That's my birthplace. Look, I hit that double nickel last week on the first, and I had a little party, and a few people came over. I had this one guy who came to my home, and he was just loud and obnoxious, and I was like, man, he ain't going to make it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, was calling my mom, his mom, and I looked at my homie, I'm like, he's on his way out. Next thing you know, he goes to the bathroom, he see I'm a Cowboys fan, curtains and everything. Like I said, give a shout-out to the Falcons, too, now. But, oh, everything changed once we found out we were Cowboys fans. And y'all ever had somebody come to your house and you like, you're about to go. And now end up finding out that this guy's pretty cool.
All right, Rayfield.
I don't,
I'm confused.
I'm confused. Now, have I ever met somebody or somebody's come to my house? And, like, I don't let people that I'm not cool with come to my house.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty standard.
Yeah. As many parties and get together we've had at this house, I've only had a problem with one person. All right. And that was CCV brought her. That's the only time I've had a problem with anybody. This is before CCV was married.
I remember that.
You remember that? And that was everybody was gone. All the food. I still had all them burgers. I was going to make them down hamburgers and everything. Everybody was, yeah, man, make some burgers. And her asked myself, you got cheddar cheese. I was like, you can leave. First of all, who invited you over in the first place?
Who even are you?
Who even are you, lady?
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, no, I don't really have problems.
Again, was the guy drunk at first?
I don't know.
I was very confused by what was happening. But then he found out he was a Cowboys fan and things were okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know. Drink responsibly.
Yeah, that's all, man. Especially at somebody else's house.
Yeah, don't make a fool out of yourself at anybody else's party. Nat is in Marietta. Hey, Nat. Nat.
I'm here.
All right. What's up?
First of all, I have a comment. Randy the other day was talking about staying with his grandmother in Bessemer, Alabama. The world doesn't know where Bessemer is, and I live in a little town right up the street called Wylam, and my wife was from Dolomite, Alabama. Randy, do you know anything about that?
I was talking about Jameis Winston.
Yeah, it was a Jameis.
Yeah, it was a Jameis Winston. Yeah, I've never been to Bessemer, Alabama before.
Okay, all right. Yeah. The other thing is, my question is, who do you think the best announcers were in football or the worst? My opinion is John Madden was the best, and Chris Collinsworth sounds like a 100-year-old man.
And all right, Nat, thank you.
You guys can go ahead and comment on that. I know other callers are waiting.
Okay,
so
thank you, Nat. We got it. Thank you, Nat.
All right. I like
was that Nat King Cole?
I don't know, but Nat said he's in.
It was a very unusual voice.
Very nice
kind
voice.
Kind of cool sound. Yeah.
I mean, I love Chris Collinsworth. That's my man.
Yeah, I think Chris Collinsworth does a great job. I don't know.
I like John Madden. I think Madden was more because it was Madden, but he was not really good.
Was he not?
No, he's not.
I was too young to kind of like really. Yeah.
But look at that sweat stain right there on his butt.
he was more entertaining.
Yeah, he's more entertaining. Okay. You know, I'm a big Keith Jackson guy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'm a big Keith Jackson guy.
Gosh, I mean, Vern Lundquist was so good.
I don't like to say who's not good. I know that because doesn't bother me.
Sure.
Like when people usually say those things, it usually bothers them. Can't stand listening to it or watching the game when he's calling it. I know here in Atlanta, they hate when Vilma's on the call. Uh-huh. So that's why I always say be better. They always put Vilma with the fourth game.
Yeah.
So just be better.
Exactly. Be better.
Be better. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, he's going to call the last place team.
Yes.
So. Play better.
Yeah, play better. You don't got to worry about
You'll get Brady.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Brady and Gio.
Fox 18.
Brady and Gio.
And Greg Olson's on the second team. So those guys are – well, I guess people didn't like Brady last year. I thought he got better as the year went on.
Never paid attention to it like that.
He doesn't have a – He doesn't have a broadcaster's voice.
He's so damn funny because
he's got a squeaky voice.
He kills me because he's the ultimate competitor. But he can't turn it off. He does not know how to turn it off. Like, relax, dude.
In NFL, I love Musburger.
Yes.
I've always loved Brent Musburger. I love Sunday Night Baseball when they used to have John Miller.
Okay.
When it was John Miller and Joe Morgan.
Okay.
And I know people didn't like Joe Morgan either, but I really liked him. He was negative. Yeah. He was kind of negative on some players.
Like, even I don't even mind Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
I don't even mind Reggie.
You can have that one. Keaton's in Powder Springs. Hey, Keaton.
Yo. Yeah, so I got two quick questions. The first one, last night, a couple of my buddies got into a heated debate about when does the off season for NFL actually end? When does the season begin? Is it the first season game? Is it the first preseason game? Or is it the beginning of camp? And then another question really quickly, how would y'all feel if they replaced the trophy for the MVP with a, like, boxing style or UFC style belt that just said MVP across it? I appreciate the time, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
I'm a big trophy guy.
Yeah.
I think belts are meant for fights, combat, fantasy.
Yeah, it's a title belt.
Yes,
title
belt.
And I get it. Like, people really like belts right now. But I like trophies, too.
I do, too.
You win an MVP award, you want to hold that.
Yeah,
thing,
man.
You know?
I love it. I love it. I love when
maybe
boxers.
Maybe you could do both, maybe.
I love when boxers come out and they have all their belts with
sure.
them and everything. Love that part.
Sure.
Love that part. What was the first part? I always go by the first game.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's when stats start.
Yeah.
Like, the season begins week one, the first game.
Yeah.
I mean, for our purposes, we kind of think of football season as when we're out here, like the first day we're out here, it kind of feels like that. Or maybe even SEC Media Days.
I would say, because we said it a lot, SEC Media Days, just when you know football's about to start.
Right. Like right. About to start. Yeah. So maybe, and I don't know. It kind of eases into it.
Yeah.
But football doesn't really, really start until week one.
Right.
When they play and they keep the stats and all that kind of stuff. Dustin is in Braselton. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to give a quick shout-out to both of y'all. Me and my daughter came out for training camp on the very first day. Her name's Olivia. She's the one that got Kuz on draft.
Yeah.
Andy, you took a lot of time talking to us, man. We really appreciate y'all. With that being said, I've been lucky enough to get Pat DeMarco's autograph, and obviously my daughter got two. When you were younger, was there anybody that you got an autograph from that you were just like, man, this is cool as can be?
Yeah. I got one story, and it's the most random name in the world, but we went to a Mariners game when I was like 8, and they were playing the Texas Rangers, and it was Nolan Ryan's last game, which was cool. I got to see Nolan Ryan's last game ever.
Okay.
I had my Mariners hat, and a Texas Rangers bullpen pitcher was signing autographs. I didn't know who the hell he was.
Right.
But any baseball player is amazing. You know what I mean? When you're 8.
Uh-huh.
So I went down there, and I gave him my hat, and he signed it, and it was a Mariners hat signed by a Texas Rangers player. But his name was Matt Whiteside.
Okay.
He pitched for 2 years. But I got his autograph. And as an 8-year-old, it was like the coolest thing that ever happened. Because I got in line, and he came over and signed it. It was awesome. I always remember Matt Whiteside.
I don't remember. I remember we went to a Falcons game where my Aunt Pam was dating a guy from the Detroit Lions, went to Albany State. So they were – and I got a program, and I don't remember who signed that thing. But that's when both teams were horrible.
Okay.
And that was it. And then I remember I got the Junkyard Dogs autograph one time.
I got
– yeah.
Johnny Gill?
Hell yeah.
Sang the national anthem at a Tacoma Tigers AAA game. And he was signing autographs.
Hard times.
Well, you know, he probably.
Hard times.
Maybe they were playing the Tacoma Dome that night or something like
hard
that.
Hard times.
But I got his autograph on a baseball. That was fun. And then we saw, remember Derek McKee? Played for the Pacers in the 90s, Sonics before that.
Yeah.
He was at a Mariners game, and my stepdad was like, I think that's Derek McKee. Go ask him if it's Derek McKee. And I was like 9. So he signed my Mariners program. So, that was always really fun. It's always fun when you're a kid to get autographs. Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Go Braves. Go on the 28-12 run and end up 500. I just want to say I'm a girl's dad, and I was stoic when I dropped off at MIT for a summer program and then stoic again up in Boston. But the tears broke out on me when I dropped off in Nashville. I got too misty. So what I'm going to tell you, Andy, you keep on playing with your little girl because she'll be getting married next week. And, Randy, keep working out so that NFL size will bring a certain presence to the jokers trying to get with your daughter.
All right,
my question is, my question is, when have you guys held on to hope when it was diminishing and you still held on to it, you know, even though it was diminishing in reference to some sports stuff? I'll let you go. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Y'all hit a 450-foot line drive when y'all talked about the doggone linebackers. I'm a tech guy, and Brookin never tackled anybody in the backfield. Him or Ted Roof. It was always Pat Swilling and Ralph Malone. Y'all be good.
All right, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
Oh, man. Held on and then what?
Do you ever, you didn't give up hope on your team when you should have?
Oh, the Braves, when they won the World Series. I was like, this is crap.
But you did give up hope.
I said didn't give up hope.
But you didn't give up
hope. Oh, I said did give up hope.
He's saying, is there a time when you should have?
Oh, should have. Oh, I thought you said you did give up hope and you were rewarded for it. Okay. Yeah. That I should have given up hope. When damn Catalina was the left tackle for Georgia.
You stuck with him?
Stuck with him. I'm going to always stick with my dog.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, my senior year in college, the Huskies went 0-12. And I was right back there next year.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
I'm not going to give up on them. Now, I wasn't in the middle of that year like they're going to rally and win a bowl game.
Yeah.
I was honest about who they were. But, you stick with them. Loyalty.
Loyalty. It's different when it's at school, though. It's different.
It is different. It is different. Also, you don't get a you're going to get an award for it. I don't get some sort of medal because I didn't quit being a fan.
You don't get no kudos for sticking with your team.
You watched the team when they sucked. You watched them when they were good. Great. Good for you. Greg's in Conyers. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I got a question. This is a parenting question. What do you all feel about your kid playing two sports in high school? And the reason I ask is because I've got a monster of a son. He's about 6'2", 6'3", 215 pounds. He plays defensive end. He wants to play basketball, but the coaches are saying he has to pick a sport in high school. I told him we'll just change schools. We got to pick a sport. So I want to know your opinion on that.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, I played three sports in high school. My son, Isaiah, played two sports. He played ran track and played football. So if I've never heard of a coach, and I tell you this, sometimes coaches can be selfish as hell too.
Oh yeah.
If you got to move schools because he's in high school and he wants to do both.
Yeah. Oh, they would do that at my high school.
Oh really?
If you were good enough at basketball, the coach would tell you flat out, don't play football.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, well, but. They want to.
I mean, Coach Walker made me play football, so I'm always happy because I just played basketball.
Yeah.
And so I went and played football. But
thing is
– I think it should be – because it all helps.
You should do what you want.
Right.
Like, if you're a kid that wants to just play one sport,
go ahead.
Fine. But if you want to play multiple sports, no coach or anybody should be telling you not to out of some sort of focus on the thing.
Yeah.
Nah, man, play all of them.
Play
Have fun.
Them,
do all the stuff. You're a kid. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
All right, Andy looks like, sounds like a Libra and gives off Libra vibes.
A lot of Libra talk today. Randy wants someone to touch on him.
Yes. I want to be a rock.
Kyle Pitts has to worry about Bijan touching a lot this season, the football. And Andy is all about that raw dog lifestyle.
Yes.
You go ahead and mess with Miss Shirley. Get your ass knocked out.
Y'all pretty ass going to Waffle House thinking y'all going to talk to Miss Shirley in the kind of way. Hit you right in the face with one of the Frisbee plates.
Behave yourself in Waffle House. And otherwise, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.